Mumbai Indians then, always again one of the teams that we look out for at the start of the tournament. They'll always be right up there in the betting, for example. What about their strengths going into this competition?
Well, Mumbai Indians actually buy every player in the world. I mean, they have that sort of money. They can buy any player in the world. And they have a huge squad. They have so many names. I mean, they again have the top pick in these auctions that have gone by. They picked up Glenn Maxwell, made him join the millionaire club. I think they are a side that is full of potential, whichever way you look. They have many combinations they can pick. And I think they needed a good guiding hand. And they've got Ricky Ponting as their captain. They've got John Wright as their coach. They've got Anil Kumble as their mentor. Sachin Tendulkar is obviously going to play a keen role there. And I think it's a squad that's oozing with talent and perhaps also oozing with confidence. They will be one of my favorites to start the tournament off. But the fact of the matter is that Mumbai Indians lose steam as they go towards the end of the tournament. They haven't really... really challenged for the top prize in all these 5 years. They do, tend to reach the knockouts. They made the finals once. Then again, that was a really big blow that they could not win that final. What they need, Mumbai Indians, is their puzzle to fit in properly at the right time. It doesn't happen for them at the right time. You have, their bits and pieces players come up, they perform, and then they fade away. What they need is a consistent performance throughout the tournament. And why they need it more than any other team is because they have the quality in their side. I mean, you can say they are something like a Manchester City because they have so much quality, but the consistency just doesn't come through. Whichever way you look at it, as I said, I mean, they are replete with batsmen. You have Ricky Ponting, you have Sachin Tendulkar, you have the youngsters, Ambati Raidu in there. And then you have the very you have Rohit Sharma, of course, who's a really class T20 player. Then you have Kieran Pollard, who comes in. You have Jacob Oram, who comes in. They come in as the all-rounder performers. You have Dwayne Smith, who made such a huge impact last season. Then you have Pragyan Ojha and Harbhajan Singh backing up your spin department. You have Mitchell Johnson, Dhawal Kulkarni, and Munaf Patel in your pace department. So overall, you can see they're just overflowing with really good quality players. But it never seems to come together for them when it matters. Perhaps, because they have Ricky Ponting, who's known to be a decent captain, because he had, he's known to be a decent captain at international level. So perhaps he can bring that to their group this time around. So that's something that needs to be watched out for in this Mumbai Indians team.
And as you say there, Chetan, they have a squad, that is just oozing with quality. But do you see any potential weaknesses in there?
I think one of the weaknesses that could be a problem for Mumbai Indians, as it was for the Royal Challengers Bangalore, is to who are their top four players. Obviously, we forgot to mention Lasith Malinga in their squad. I think he's one of the best T20 bowlers around. So, again, it becomes a problem of plenty because the fact of the matter is that they have Ricky Ponting leading the side. So that means you have an overseas player who's leading the side. So he's the first name on the list. Then how do you go and pick your other three overseas players? Because Kieran Pollard is going to play, Lasith Malinga is going to play. Then who do you sit? Who do you make sit on the bench? Is it Glenn Maxwell, for whom you paid $1 million, or is it Mitchell Johnson, or it could be Jacob Oram? So I think choosing their four players is going to be a little bit of a problem there. Apart from that, I don't think they really have an inherent weakness as such. Their weakness, if there is one weakness in the squad, is to make sure that they all perform consistently over the same duration and not in different patches.